Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's say hello to Adam Teicher from ESPN. Adam, where are you right now?
I am in D.C.
Okay.
Watching the sun come up in D.C.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for the time. Okay, so Adam, we've seen some bad football from the Chiefs this year. We've seen some good football. But, man, I was watching that game, and at halftime I thought, this is rock bottom. That is what we just saw against – and they're not a good football team. Washington's not a good football – they're not a playoff team. I said this – the Mahomes interception, the Hardman fumble, the Tyreek Hill drop that led to interception, this is rock bottom, and they're doing this on the road against Washington. They better snap out of it. And then they came out in the second half, and I thought maybe that was the most complete half of football we've seen from them, outscoring Washington 21-0. Whatever happened at halftime – do it again, because we saw I felt like we saw the best of times and the worst of times from the Chiefs during that game yesterday.
Yeah, it was kind of a mess in the first half, and they got to quit with these turnovers. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but it just looks like Pat Mahomes is trying too hard, and he's doing the same things over and over again, despite saying he's going to reevaluate how he does some things. He can't, it's okay to take a sack there. It's not, optimal for sure, but it's okay to take a sack there, when he dropped that snap. So, he's just playing a little bit too much like his hair's on fire. But, in the second half, I got to admit everything you said is true about Washington. They're terrible, by far the worst team the Chiefs have played this year. But there was a part of me that toward the end of that game was wondering, I'm wondering if in a few weeks we're going to be looking back at all these turnovers the Chiefs have had and all the bad defensive play and say, boy, that seems like a long time ago now. I don't feel like the Chiefs are that far from being a pretty good team. It's certainly on offense, I feel that way. Let's see him do it again on defense. Before I buy in, I want to see him do it against a better quarterback and a better team than Washington, and we'll get a pretty good idea about that next week in Tennessee. But I just feel like maybe you could see what this is going to look like as the season goes on.
No, I thought that was their best half of football in the second half yesterday. Before we move on to the defense, Lucas Niang doesn't start. Mike Remmers does. Was that because of performance, or was that because of the hamstring, or was that because a little of both?
No, that was because of performance. If the hamstring was the problem, Niang wouldn't even have been in uniform. They would have sat him down and played somebody else. So I expect Remmers to keep that job. You don't make those changes lightly. So I would expect Remmers to be the starter from here on out now.
What did you think of his performance?
Yeah, I thought, I haven't had a chance to go through the video yet, but I thought he did a nice job. I like Michael Remmers. I think he's a pretty valuable guy, can play a lot of positions. Other than left tackle, he plays them all well. So I like Mike Remmers. I would have been content with him starting the season. But, he missed a lot of time during camp. He had that back issue and missed a couple weeks at least. So, he didn't get to practice much back then.
I feel like every single person in Kansas City, as long as Mike Remmers is in uniform, whenever they talk about him, will qualify it with saying, just not a left tackle. Okay, everything else is good, because I said the same thing 5 minutes ago. Nate Buchady.
Why can't he play left tackle, and why can't he play right tackle?
Yeah, that's, there are just some guys that are just more comfortable over there, and I don't feel like there's a huge difference. There has to be a huge difference anymore, because the pass rushers he's facing are just about as good from one side as they are the other. I don't feel like that's a thing anymore. A lot of teams have, and some teams send their best rusher from the other side, from the left side of the defense. So I don't have an answer for you there. But he had a real problem in the Super Bowl when he played for Carolina at left tackle against Von Miller, of Denver. So You know, it's just been a thing for him that he hasn't been able to overcome. I've never asked him. I'd like the chance to ask him why.
So we're going to get to the Juan Thornhill, Dan Sorensen rotation in a second. But I remember a ton of talk about whether or not there'd be a position change there last week. I don't remember hearing a lot of people saying, man, they got to get Niang out of there at right tackle. Was he that big of a problem? Did you expect a position change there like we maybe talked about on some other spots on the field?
No, I didn't. I felt like you know, he was playing well enough to keep the job. But, hey, credit to the Chiefs. If they feel like they're making themselves better by doing this, that they need to do that. So, I didn't really feel that way about him.
Okay, Adam Tice is our guest. We'll talk about now Thornhill and Sorensen, and if people are wondering what the snap count looked like, it certainly was a reversal of fortune, as Thornhill played 59 snaps, which was 100% of the snaps, and Sorensen played 19 defensive snaps, which was 32% of the defensive snaps, and that is what we all wanted. And it worked out pretty well. Again, though, it's partially based on who the opposition was, because I thought the Chiefs' defense was going to look better no matter what against Washington. But damn it, Adam, I feel like it's all justified, because we were watching something on the field and it felt like we were all crazy because the Chiefs' coaching staff wasn't acknowledging it. What are we all? Well, there's got to be something. There's got to be something going on. What the hell's going on in practice? Does he just go out there and just, you know, fart during practice and not listen to anyone and run around in circles? Like, I mean, like, what's happening? And so you go out there, and I'm sorry, it can't be a coincidence that the defense looked a lot better and the playing time was what we all expected it to be when the season started, more Thornhill and less Sorensen.
Yeah, and you're right that we're all crazy, but it has nothing to do with
that's right.
This Sorensen Thornhill issue. Yeah, I mean, I do feel like you know, this move was overdue. You know, when Dan Sorensen came into the league, he was a nice pickup for the Chiefs. That was a nice find. They've done a nice job developing him, and he's turned into a valuable player in spots. But I don't think the idea for him should be or ever was that he's going to be an every down guy, you know, because eventually defenses are going to expose him like we were seeing this year. So, this to me is the Chiefs playing to their strengths. You know, Thornhill is more suited to playing every down and being just kind of that, every down safety. And Sorensen is more suited toward being, a situational player, doing the things that the Chiefs like to do with him. So I feel like this is a better, situation for the Chiefs. I haven't had a chance to go back and look at some of the plays that I have a question about, in particular the touchdown, Washington's one touchdown. I don't know what Thornhill's involvement with that was and what role he played in that, but he may have had a role there, so we'll see. But I do feel like this is the best way for the Chiefs to go looking forward here.
So this is a 2021 type of topic here, but we found out as Tyrann Mathieu was beefing with certain people on Twitter yesterday, at one point he tweeted that he is dealing with a broken hand, and that might have affected the way he was going after. They talked about it on the broadcast, too. How big of an issue do you think that is going forward for Mathieu?
Yeah, well, it will be, because he did look like he was having a little trouble with it going forward. So, it's something for something to watch going forward. But, yeah, I do think it will be an issue for him until this clears up.
And Adam, the one big piece of bad news from yesterday, Jody Fortson, after he fought so hard to be a part of this football team, he starts to become a productive member of the offense, and then they lose him for the season to a torn Achilles. So that sucked.
Yeah, it was sad to see, because I know he's worked really hard. You know, a lot of these guys have. I don't mean to single him out, but I know he's worked real hard, and it would have been easy for him to say, this isn't going to happen for me, because he tried twice to make the Chiefs and it didn't happen. But you know, you felt like he was the guy that good things were eventually going to happen for because you know, the Chiefs don't keep guys around forever if they don't see some potential in them. And they did see that. They kept Fortson around for 2 years when they didn't really have to. I mean, he was serving no meaningful role. So, you know, the Chiefs obviously saw something in him, too. And, you know, I think, particularly with that catch he made yesterday, I mean, I think he was kind of developing into something. And who knows? And, hey, it still could happen. I don't mean to say that his career is over. But I was thinking, you know, maybe when Kelsey's career is over that, you know, Fortson can be at least a part of the solution, you know, the guy who plays a lot and you know, if it takes that role over. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with him, but I hope good things for him for sure.
Adam, last question. At any point in the game, did you think the Chiefs missed Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
No. I did not think that one bit. You know, I like Darrell Williams, and I know the Chiefs, you know, feel the same way because, you know, his situation's obviously been a lot different than Jody Fortson's, but they kept him around for a while without any huge role, certainly not consistently. You know, he's had certain games where they've needed him, but I like Darrell Williams. You don't have to take him off the field in any given situation. You know, third downs, short yardage, goal line, regular down and distance. I mean, you can do whatever you want when Darrell Williams is in the game. So, no, I didn't feel that way. And, you know, maybe that's something to explore here is whether the Chiefs are just better with Darrell Williams in the game than they are with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That'd be an interesting thing to look at.
And one thing I liked, he didn't get very many snaps with that play by Jerick McKinnon when he got the ball thrown to him. Like 4 yards short of the first down, surrounded by four defenders. And, I mean, he just powered his way through that. I loved that, and I think that fired the team up. And so still like to see him get some more looks, some more touches. But overall, can't complain after what we saw in the second half from the Chiefs. Adam, thank you so much for the time. Have a safe trip back to KC. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you then.
That's Adam Teicher from ESPN. We'll be right back after this on WHB.